Addison Cook sat cross-legged in the school library, engrossed in an ink and history book. Under the spell of a decent read, Addison could forget meals, forget sleep, and even forget to go to class. He could forget to go to school, or once at school, forget to go home. This was, in fact, the current situation. The school bell had rung ages ago, and Addison had missed it entirely. Addison's little sister, Molly, sprinted into the library. She was still wearing soccer cleats and shin guards from intramural practice.
"Addison!" she hissed.
Addison perked up, looked around for the source of the whisper, and spotted his sister.
"Molly, what are you doing down there?"
"Me?
What are you doing on top of the bookshelf?"
Addison was, at present, perched on top of a 6-foot bookshelf.
"Overcoming my fear of heights and reading up on ink and history. It's called multitasking."
Addison, like any 7th grader at Public School 141, sported a tidy uniform, a sharp blazer, power tie, and khaki pants. Never wanting to blend in, he topped off his uniform with a smart ivy cap perched on his head at a rakish angle. Molly, a 6th grader, had more than a decade of solid experience with Addison's odd behaviour. She was more or less used to it.
"I ran to your classroom to find you, but Miss Johnson said you weren't in class all afternoon."
"I got a nurse's pass."
"But you're not sick."
"Naturally.
I got the nurse's pass from Eddie Chang,"
Addison explained.
"He was sick last week. I traded him his nurse's pass for an owl pellet."
"What's an owl pellet?"
"You ask too many questions. You should consider a career in tabloid reporting. Or criminal investigation."
"Addison, skipping all these classes could catch up to you."
"I've gotten by so far. Besides, I'm only skipping class to further my education."
Addison Cook possessed infinite confidence in all things Addison Cook. Molly Cook, however, did not share this same feeling.
"Well, hurry up," she said,
whispering as loudly as the library allowed.
"We have 2 strikes with Aunt Delia already. If we miss the bus again, she'll kill us."
Even Addison saw the truth in this. He sighed, gathered his library books into his messenger bag, and began climbing down the tall bookshelf.
"No need to panic, Molly."
"I'm not panicking."
"Sooner or later, you are going to learn that I have everything under control."
Addison stepped on a loose shelf. It overturned, flipping all the books and Addison onto the ground. He landed hard on his back.
"I'm all right."
Molly looked down at him, knuckles on her hips.
"And you're supposed to be a good influence on me."
Addison hurriedly reshelved the books before sprinting after Molly. Addison and Molly burst out of the front doors of PS 141. Theodore Roosevelt Middle School, on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. They watched the last school bus disappear, turning right on 72nd Street towards Central Park.
"Come on, Molly. We'll catch them at Columbus Avenue."
"We're supposed to outrun a school bus. I could use the exercise. I skip PE today. Besides, you already have your running shoes on."
"These are soccer cleats."
But Addison had already taken off running. Molly chased after him, her cleats clacking like maracas on the pavement. They dashed past the hot dog vendor with his rolling cart, past the cook fire smells of the pretzel vendor. They sprinted past Mr. Karabidian's ice cream cart.
"Missed the bus again, Addison,"
called Mr. Karabidian.
"Time waits for no man,"
replied Addison as he flew by.
"And neither does the bus."
Addison put on a fresh burst of speed, now struggling to keep pace with Molly.
"The shortcut,"
she called, ducking down a service alley. They bolted along loading docks and leapt over shipping flats, Addison desperate not to lose any of his ink and library books. Turbaned men reclining on blankets played chess in the shade of the alleyway. Women with machetes shaved ice behind the Thai restaurant. Addison and Molly swept past them with the speed of two scalded squirrels. They emerged from the alley at full tilt, upsetting a flock of warbling pigeons on Central Park West.
"There it is!" Addison called, pointing.
Molly watched in dismay as their school bus chugged uptown, passing the 79th Street transverse. It trundled into the distance, disappearing in the afternoon traffic.